Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Victims of serious crime are being urged to register with the parole board if they want to make a submission in relation to a person who has applied to have their sentence reviewed. Parole can be granted to people who are serving life sentences, but by law, a person must have served at least 12 years before they can be released on parole. We're joined now by Kyreen DeBouche, Chief Executive of the Parole Board. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
What category then of prisoner is eligible for parole?
So at the moment, under our legislation, under the Parole Act 2019, it's prisoners who are serving a life sentence. So that's usually prisoners who are serving a sentence for a homicide or occasionally for a rape as well. When we're contacting victims, that usually means the surviving family members, that their loved one has been murdered. And that's why we're seeking to reach out and contact those victims at this stage.
How many people are currently out on parole?
At the moment, there's 27 parole applications have been granted and 13 of those are living in the community at the minute. And it's important to say in relation to those out on parole that they will be supervised by the probation service for the rest of their life. They are serving a life sentence, be it in prison or in the community, and we will continue to receive progress reports in relation to people living in the community on parole for the rest of their life.
And so most prisoners serving life sentences then are not on parole?
Most prisoners, I suppose we had a different system previously. So many of those who are in the community are out under the old system and wouldn't fall under the Parole Act. There are more prisoners, many more prisoners serving a life sentence in prison than there are on parole in the community.
What does life in prison, what's the duration of a life sentence typically now?
There actually is no typical here. Most people who are released from prison and then go on to serve the rest of their sentence in the community, most are released in or around 20 years. And I'm being vague there because sometimes it can be less, sometimes it can be more. That doesn't really give the full picture because there are others who continue to serve in prison and are serving much longer than that.
So what happens then when a prisoner applies for parole? What rights do the victims of that prisoner's crimes have when it comes to that application process?
Well, when somebody applies for parole, we will do our very best to contact with victims. We are at somewhat of a disadvantage in that we don't have a register of victims of serious crime in Ireland. So we work with An Garda Síochána and others to ensure that we contact victims where at all possible. They don't have to wait for contact from us. They can come to us. And that's why we would have had our campaign towards the end of last year, asking victims to consider to engage with us. We read our legislation as placing an onus on us to try to contact victims. After that, it is up to themselves. Many victims want to make a submission and they can do that in writing or they can do it in person. They can meet with two members of the parole board and make their submission in person. Or as I said, they can send it in writing. Some victims choose not to make a submission. For a whole myriad of different reasons, it may not be the best time for them to make a submission. It may be too traumatic. And if they choose not to make a submission, the parole board do not read into that. They don't make assumptions on that basis. If somebody does want to make a submission, we will work with them to make that process as straightforward as possible.
How much weight does a victim's submission have when it comes to considering an application for parole?
Well, victim submissions, now I suppose one of the key differences with this legislation is that victims have a right to make a submission and the parole boards in making this decision are obliged to consider their submission. It is one piece of information in the round of a lot of information, the base of which forms the information on which the parole boards make their decision. I suppose one of the things that has come up quite a lot is a lot of victims will say, I don't want them out. I never want them out. They should never get out. And if they get out, I don't want to meet them walking down the street or walking down my road at home or wherever it may be. And that is something that's really important for the parole board to hear, because that is something that the parole board, if they do decide to grant parole, can consider having a condition on a parole order that somebody not enter a particular area or that they not contact the victims or their family.
The applicant, the prisoner, they have a right, don't they, to read or see the victim's submission. Does that cause problems that if somebody is maybe talking about their personal circumstances where they have maybe a small child and they don't want their family life interfered with, that all of that information is being seen by the applicant for parole?
It's not something that sits comfortably with a lot of victims. We are obliged to share all of the information on which the parole board are making their decision with some very, very exceptional cases. So almost always the victim's submission will be shared with the parole applicant. If a victim tells us that they are afraid, their personal information will, of course, be redacted so that the parole applicant won't see, for example, the name of the person who made the submission or any of their individual contact details. And when we're making, assuming somebody is making a submission in person, when that meeting happens, we make a note of the meeting and the victim will see that before it forms part of the information that is shared with the parole applicant.
So there's a chance maybe to alter some of the details that go before the prisoner.
If there is something that the victim isn't comfortable in going through.
Yes.
And it's important to say as well that victims do have a right to legal representation throughout the process. And that's free representation, which is funded by ourselves.
And just finally then, you're asking people to register with you, to make contact with you if they want to be part of this process. What should they do?
If they want to contact us, whatever way is handy for themselves, if they want to give us a shout on the phone, they can ring us at 01 474 8767. They can email us info@paroleboard.gov.ie, or they can check on our website gov.ie/paroleboard.
Kirine Debouche, Chief Executive of the Parole Board, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today.
Thanks, Mil.